The Svardim don't have nothing. The Svardim have from either a whole week or from Motzei Shabbos till after Tisha B'Av. Right. Anyway, to sum up, we said earlier that someone that is in Yud Bet Chodesh over a father and a mother cannot shave until someone says you look not nice or you look like a slob. Rav Soloveitchik felt that why is it you're allowed to shave during the 3 weeks? Because he put a minhag into a halacha category, and he said there's no such thing as a minhag that just comes out from a tree and falls down on us and we say hi, here you go. But rather, it has to be put into a halacha category of something existing. So if there's a minhag of avelus, it has to put into a halacha category. He put the 3 weeks into the halacha category of Yud Bet Chodesh, and therefore he says you're allowed to shave every day. So what's about Rav Moshe Feinstein? Rav Moshe Feinstein said, only in a place of great, great loss. You're allowed to shave during Sfira and during the 3 weeks. Why? In my humble opinion, Rav Moshe Feinstein, like many of his Piskei Halacha, is very consistent. Rav Moshe Feinstein does not agree with Rav Soloveitchik on this point, simply because he thinks you can have a minhag that's not put into a halacha category. And I'll give you a very simple proof for what I say. Everyone here knows what kitniot is. Legumes, I love that word. Legumes. Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked the following question. Are you allowed to eat peanuts and have peanut oil on Pesach? Is it kitniot or not? Because it has all the categories of kitniot. Number one, it can get mixed up with the other grains. And number two, you can make flour out of it. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in a very, very, very famous tshuva, says you're allowed to eat peanuts on Pesach. And they did that in Europe, and you're allowed to do it in America where he functioned, and obviously every other place. Who disagreed with him? Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says, hey, we have a rule. The rule is that if it's something that either gets mixed up with other grain, or you can make flour out of it, you don't eat it on Pesach. Comes along, Rav Moshe Feinstein says, I disagree. A minhag, by definition, is mashenahagu. What do I mean, mashenahagu? Whatever they, literally, whatever they did. At the time when they made this particular idea of kitniot, which is hard for me to say it's a gzera because it's after the Gemara, but let's just call it a gzera, there was no peanuts. So mashe nahagu, nahagu. When it comes to minhagim, says Rav Moshe Feinstein in that tshuva, whatever the custom was, that it is. But you don't take the rule and apply it to every new situation. Whatever they did, they did. Whatever they didn't, they didn't. Therefore, in my humble opinion, when it comes to the 3 weeks, Rav Moshe Feinstein said, I don't have to put into any halacha category. There was a minhag not to shave. Finished. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says, minhag by definition means?
No halacha category.
No halacha category. The minhag is to do this, and that's what we do. Versus Rav Soloveitchik says, put every minhag into a halacha category. Yes, Mr. Weiser.
Yes.
Rav Ovadia Yosef agrees with Mr. Weiser and says that everyone should be following the Sephardic Minhagim because the Beit Yosef was the Mora D'Atra, the Rabbi of Israel. I never understood that because, and by the way, they say the same thing about the Ramah. There's a very famous story, a beautiful story about the Ramah, that when the Vizhnitzer Rebbe came to Krakow for Shabbos, and he went to the Ramah Shul, what Nusach does the Vizhnitzer Rebbe daven? Nusach Sfard. Friday night, he tells the Chazan Baba Maklikim. And all the Chassidim are looking, he says, the Ramah's the Mora D'Atra, the Ramah's the Rabbi here. Ramah daven Ashkenaz, we daven Ashkenaz. Now, I don't understand any of the two stories for one simple reason. How are you continuing to be a rabbi when you're dead? I never understood that part. It's still a beautiful story, but I just don't get it. How do you continue to be a rabbi when you're not alive? What do you do when you have a shaila? You go to Ramah's grave, you ask him a shaila? So therefore, I never understood this or that. So Rav, the Beit Yosef, we love Rav Yosef Karo, Shulchan Aruch, lived in Tzfat. He continues to be the rabbi of Eretz Yisrael for all time. Never understood that part. Having said that, Mr. Weiser does have validity because many Ashkenazim have taken on themselves many of the Piskei Halacha of the Shulchan Aruch in Israel. For example, nobody makes Kiddush in Shul Friday night. Though the Shulchan Aruch says you can, his advice is not to. We do Birkat Kohanim every day, like the Shulchan Aruch against the Ramah. So we have, in a way, taken on many of these customs, and maybe there is some validity to what you say. Somehow it didn't spill over to the kidney.
It's logical.
Yeah.
It's logical.
Could be. Could be. So to sum up, gentlemen, shaving during the 3 weeks, either it's put into a halacha category of Yud Bet Chodesh, so whoever shaves every day can shave during the 3 weeks. Or no, a minhag is a minhag, and whatever the minhag is, that's what we do. We don't add, we don't diminish. That was Rav Moshe Feinstein's opinion. And the proof I bring is his Pesach Halacha about peanuts. He says, I don't care if it looks like kitniot, it tastes like kitniot, has all the categories of kitniot. Lo nahagu, they didn't have the custom, you don't do it. There is a custom not to shave during the 3 weeks. Where did it come from? It was a custom the Jewish people took upon themselves. That's what basically the halacha is. So both opinions are correct. Having said that, now let's say everyone's going to leave this shir and say, well, Rav Moshe Feinstein's a big machmir and Rav Soloveitchik's a big mekel. The truth of the matter is, that is the most false statement you can say, and I'll tell you why. First of all, maybe they had other chumras and other kulas, you don't know. And second of all, if you put it into a halachic category of Yud Bet Chodesh, then, let's say Rav Soloveitchik, take it a step further. What else can't a mourner do during Yud Bet Chodesh?
Music
is a big shchiddush. Let's not go to the music issue. What else? Shechiyanu, maybe not. What? What is the isser of an avel during Yud Bet Chodesh? Weddings, what we call Simchat Meriyut. Simchat Meriyut in halacha is defined as going to someone's house and having a party. We're going over for dinner. Rav Soloveitchik would paskin that you're not allowed to have barbecues during the 3 weeks. Absolutely not. Why? Not you and your family have dinner. Not the family gets together, but rather you're inviting people over for a party. No music, no music. That somehow the music thing stuck. But quite frankly, if it's like Yud Bet Chodesh, then all the way. What would Rav Moshe Feinstein say? I don't know, but I would suggest maybe not. Maybe say it's okay because there's no minhag not to have barbecues during the 3 weeks. The minhag was shaving, got it. Shechiyanu, got it. No more and no less.
They wouldn't have barbecues in.
I'm using barbecues as an example. It's not just barbecues. Yeah.
We can't have wine during the week that Shechalvo. Now this Motzei Shabbat, when we make Havdalah, we could have beer, but what about grape juice?
I think grape juice is better than wine in this case. However, the whole idea is as follows. You're not supposed to have wine during the 9 days for simcha purposes because you want to diminish your simcha. That is a minhag. It's not written in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about not having basar v'yayin in the sudam of seket only, the meal before the fast, which this year is on Shabbos, but even that doesn't apply. It's a minhag. And therefore, because it's a minhag, anytime you have an excuse, as you know, you have wine. A mitzvah should not be included in that minhag. Namely, if it's havdalah, which you have to make, it's a din, the raisa, the rabbanon, machlokas Rambam, and other rishonim, then it shouldn't be included in that particular iser. Therefore, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? He basically says, listen, if you have a kid, that on one hand, higia legil chinuch, he knows what wine is, he knows that you make a bracha on it, and you know you drink it. On the other hand, he's not old enough to know what Churban Yerushalayim is as of yet. Then you can give it to him to drink, and of course you'd give him grape juice and not wine. And if you don't have, I don't suggest going to beer. And I don't suggest going to any other beverage, because that's only b'di'evet. If you don't have wine or grape juice, you go to those. But if you have wine or grape juice, you shouldn't have to, and you should not go to the other things. So if it's a mitzvah-oriented drinking, I believe that the assumption is you have to do it. If you can find ways around it, great. But if not, then you indeed drink it. No one would say a Brit Mila, oh no, 9 days, we don't use grape juice, we're going to use beer. Again, beer and all those beverages are the bidyevits. You don't do a bidyevit because of a minhag.